The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said you are gods'? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, 'I am the Son of God'? If I do not perform my Father's works, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. Many came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Jeremiah, in today's first reading, puts words to something that perhaps many of us have felt from time to time throughout our lives. A feeling that everyone is against us, that no matter what we do, we just can't seem to get things right. "Terror on every side," says Jeremiah. "All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine." I'm sure we can relate in some degree to these words. But this is a terrible state to be in. To always be on the lookout, always to have to be on guard, have your walls up, never having a place of rest. But the psalmist today gives us a sweet remedy. Seeing God as our rock, our fortress, our refuge, our stronghold. For some of us, this building here is just that, a building. Special to some degree, maybe because we've come here so often for various events. But what we can too often forget is that this building, this church, is our home. It's our fortress in distress, the place we gather as a community to worship God. This is our small refuge, our quiet place in the storm where we can come when everyone and everything around us is seemingly against us. When the world is thrown into chaos, when our lives appear to be falling apart, we can come here to the church and visit Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. We can come here to Mass and see the life, death, and resurrection of Christ take place again and again on this altar. This is our spiritual home. This is our refuge. And what's more is we can come here and we can talk to Christ. We can speak with him, who is our brother, our Lord, our God, and our King. As our brother, he wants to know about our day, about how we're doing, about our upsets, about our joys or sorrows. And as our God and King, he wants to know what's wrong with the world, so tell him. Don't be afraid of sharing these things with him. My brothers and sisters, when things get hard, we have to remember that the Lord is with us like a mighty champion. We have to remember to call on him so that with the psalmist we can earnestly say, "In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice."